Chapter 11. How Sir Lancelot slew two giants and made a castle free. Anon withal came there upon him two great giants, well armed all save the heads, with two horrible clubs in their hands. Sir Lancelot put a shield afore him, and put the stroke away of the one giant, and with his sword he clave his head asunder. When his fellow saw that, he ran away as he were wood, for fear of the horrible strokes, and Lancelot after him with all his might, and smote him on the shoulder, and clave him to the navel. Then Sir Lancelot went into the hall, and there came afore him 70 ladies and damsels, and all kneeled unto him, and thanked God and him of their deliverance. "For, sir," said they, "the most part of us have been here this 7 year their prisoners, and we have worked all manner of silk works for our meat, and we are all great gentlewomen born. And blessed be the time, night, that ever thou be born, for thou hast done the most worship that ever did knight in this world, that will we bear record, and we will pray you to tell us your name, that we may tell our friends who delivered us out of prison." "Fair damsel," he said, "my name is Sir Lancelot de Lake." "Ah, sir," said they all, "well mayest thou be he, for else save yourself, as we deemed, there might never knight have the better of these two giants. For many fair knights have essayed it, and here have ended, and many times have we wished after you, and these two giants dread never knight but you." "Now may ye say," said Sir Lancelot, "unto your friends, how and who hath delivered you, and greet them all from me, and if that I come in any of your marches, show me such cheer as ye have cause, and what treasure that there in this castle is, I give it to you for a reward for your grievance. And the lord that is owner of this castle, I would he received it as is right." Page 214. "Fair sir," said they, "the name of this castle is Tintagel, and a duke ought it sometime that had wedded fair Igraine, and after wedded her Uther Pendragon, and gat on her Arthur." "Well," said Sir Lancelot, "I understand to whom this castle belongeth." And so he departed from them, and betaught them unto God. And then he mounted upon his horse, and rode into many strange and wild countries, and through many waters and valleys, and evil was he lodged. And at the last, by fortune him happened, against a knight, to come to a fair courtelage, and therein he found an old gentlewoman that lodged him with good will, and there he had good cheer for him and his horse. And when time was, his host brought him into a fair garret, over the gate, to his bed. There Sir Lancelot unarmed him, and set his harness by him, and went to bed, and anon he fell asleep. So, soon after, there came one on horseback, and knocked at the gate in great haste, and when Sir Lancelot heard this, he arose up and looked out at the window, and saw by the moonlight 3 knights came riding after that one man, and all 3 lashed on him at once with swords, and that one knight turned on them knightly again and defended him. "Truly," said Sir Lancelot, "yonder one knight shall I help, for it were shame for me to see 3 knights on one, and if he be slain, I am partner of his death. And therewith he took his harness, and went out at a window by a sheet down to the 4 knights. And then Sir Lancelot said on high, "Turn you knights unto me, and leave your fighting with that knight." And then they all 3 left Sir Kay, and turned unto Sir Lancelot, and there began great battle, for they alit all 3, and struck many great strokes at Sir Lancelot, and assailed him on every side. Then Sir Kay dressed him for to have holpen Sir Lancelot. "Nay, sir," said he, "I will none of your help. Therefore, as ye will have my help, let me alone with them." Page 215. Sir Kay, for the pleasure of the knight, suffered him for to do his will, and so stood aside. And then anon, within 6 strokes, Sir Lancelot had stricken them to the earth. And then they all 3 cried, "Sir Knight, we yield us unto you as man of might, makeless." Reader's note, there's a footnote after the word makeless, matchless. Return to text. "As to that," said Sir Lancelot, "I will not take your yielding unto me, but so that ye will yield you unto Sir Kay the seneschal, on that convent I will save your lives, and else not." "Fair not, knight," said they, "that were we loath to do, for as for Sir Kay, we chased him hither, and had overcome him. Had not ye been, therefore, to yield us unto him, it were no reason." "Well, as to that," said Lancelot, "advise you well, for ye may choose whether ye will die or live, for an ye be yielden, it shall be unto Sir Kay." "Fair knight," then they said, in saving of our lives we will do as thou commandest us. Then shall ye, said Sir Lancelot, on Whitsunday next coming, go unto the court of King Arthur, and there shall ye yield you unto Queen Guinevere, and put you all three in her grace and mercy, and say that Sir Kay sent you thither to be her prisoners. Sir, they said, it shall be done by the faith of our bodies, and we be living. And there they swore every knight upon his sword. And so Sir Lancelot suffered them so to depart. And then Sir Lancelot knocked at the gate with the pommel of his sword, and with that came his host, and in they entered, Sir Kay and he. Sir, said his host, I weened ye had been in your bed. So I was, said Sir Lancelot, but I arose and leapt out at my window for to help an old fellow of mine. And so when they came nigh the light, Sir Kay knew well that it was Sir Lancelot, and therewith he kneeled down and thanked him of all his kindness that he had holpen him twice from the death. Page 216. Sir, he said, I have nothing done but that me ought for to do, and ye are welcome, and here shall ye repose you and take your rest. So when Sir Kay was unarmed, he asked after meat, so there was meat fetched him, and he ate strongly. And when he had supped, they went to their beds and were lodged together in one bed. On the morn Sir Lancelot arose early and left Sir Kay sleeping, and Sir Lancelot took Sir Kay's armor and his shield and armed him, and so he went to the stable and took his horse and took his leave of his host, and so he departed. Then soon after arose Sir Kay and missed Sir Lancelot, and then he espied that he had his armor and his horse. Now by my faith I know well that he will grieve some of the court of King Arthur, for on him knights will be bold, and deem that it is I, and that will beguile them, and because of his armor and shield I am sure I shall ride in peace. And then soon after departed Sir Kay, and thanked his host. Chapter 12. How Sir Lancelot rode disguised in Sir Kay's harness, and how he smote down a knight. Now turn we unto Sir Lancelot, that had ridden long in a great forest, and at the last he came into a low country, full of fair rivers and meadows. And afore him he saw a long bridge, and three pavilions stood thereon, of silk and sendal of divers hue. And without the pavilion hung three white shields on truncheons of spears, and great long spears stood upright by the pavilions, and at every pavilion's door stood three fresh squires. And so Sir Lancelot passed by them and spake no word. When he was past, the three knights said in him that it was the proud Kay. He weeneth no knight so good as he, and the contrary is oft-time proved. Page 217. By my faith, said one of the knights, his name was Sir Gawter, I will ride after him and assay him for all his pride, and ye may behold how that I speed. So this knight, Sir Gawter, armed him, and hung his shield upon his shoulder, and mounted upon a great horse, and gat his spear in his hand, and walloped after Sir Lancelot. And when he came nigh him, he cried, Abide, thou proud knight, Sir Kay, for thou shalt not pass quit. So Sir Lancelot turned him, and either feuted their spears, and came together with all their mights, and Sir Gawter's spear brake, but Sir Lancelot smote him down, horse and man. And when Sir Gawter was at the earth, his brethren said each one to the other, Yonder knight is not Sir Kay, for he is bigger than he. I dare lay my head, said Sir Gilmere. Yonder knight hath slain Sir Kay, and hath taken his horse and his harness. Whether it be so or no, said Sir Arnold, the third brother, let us now go mount upon our horses and rescue our brother, Sir Gawter, upon pain of death. We all shall have work enough to match that knight, for ever meseemeth by his person it is Sir Lancelot, or Sir Tristram, or Sir Pelleas, the good knight. Then anon they took their horses and overtook Sir Lancelot, and Sir Gilmere put forth his spear and ran to Sir Lancelot, and Sir Lancelot smote him down that he lay in a swoon. Sir Knight, said Sir Arnold, thou art a strong man, and as I suppose thou hast slain my two brethren, for the which riseth my heart sore against thee. And if I might with my worship, I would not have ado with you, but needs I must take part as they do, and therefore, knight, he said, keep thyself. And so they hurtled together with all their mights, and all to shivered both their spears, and then they drew their swords and lashed together eagerly. Page 218. Anon therewith arose Sir Gawter, and came unto his brother Sir Gilmere, and bade him, Arise, and help we our brother Sir Arnold, that yonder marvellously matched yonder good knight. Therewithal they leapt on their horses and hurtled unto Sir Lancelot. And when he saw them come, he smote a sore stroke unto Sir Arnold. that he fell off his horse to the ground, and then he struck to the other two brethren, and at two strokes he strake them down to the earth. With that Sir Arnold began to start up with his head all bloody, and came straight unto Sir Lancelot. "Now let be," said Sir Lancelot. "I was not far from thee when thou were made knight, Sir Arnold, and also I know thou art a good knight, and loath I were to slay thee." "Gramercy," said Sir Arnold, "as for your goodness, and I dare say as for me and my brethren, we will not be loath to yield us unto you, with that we knew your name, for well we know ye are not Sir Kay. And for that be it as it be may, for ye shall yield unto Dame Guinevere, and look that ye be with her on Whitsunday, and yield you unto her as prisoners, and say that Sir Kay sent you unto her." Then they swore it should be done, and so passed forth Sir Lancelot, and each one of the brethren help other as well as they might. Chapter 13. How Sir Lancelot jousted against four knights of the Round Table, and overthrew them. So Sir Lancelot rode into a deep forest, and thereby in a slade he saw four knights hoving under an oak, and they were of Arthur's court. One was Sir Sagramore le Desirous, and Ector de Maris, and Sir Gawain, and Sir Uwaine. Anon as these four knights had espied Sir Lancelot, they weened by his arms it had been Sir Kay. "Now by my faith," said Sir Sagramore, "I will prove Sir Kay's might," and gat his spear in his hand, and came towards Sir Lancelot. Page 219. Therewith Sir Lancelot was ware and knew him well, and feutered his spear against him, and smote Sir Sagramore so sore that horse and man fell both to the earth. "Lo, my fellows," said he, "yonder ye may see what a buffet he hath. That knight is much bigger than ever was Sir Kay. Now shall ye see what I may do to him." So Sir Ector gat his spear in his hand, and walloped towards Sir Lancelot. And Sir Lancelot smote him through the shield and shoulder, that man and horse went to the earth, and ever his spear held. "By my faith," said Sir Uwaine, "yonder is a strong knight, and I am sure he hath slain Sir Kay, and I see by his great strength it will be hard to match him." And therewithal Sir Uwaine gat his spear in his hand, and rode towards Sir Lancelot. And Sir Lancelot knew him well, and so he met him on the plain, and gave him such a buffet that he was astonied, that long he wist not where he was. "Now see I well," said Sir Gawain, "I must encounter that knight." Then he dressed his shield, and gat a good spear in his hand. Reader's note, there is an end note 1 after "then he dressed his shield." Return to text. And Sir Lancelot knew him well, and then they let run their horses with all their mights, and either knight smote other in midst of the shield. But Sir Gawain's spear to brast, and Sir Lancelot charged so sore upon him that his horse reversed up so down. And much sorrow had Sir Gawain to avoid his horse, and so Sir Lancelot passed on apace and smiled and said, "God give him joy that this spear made, for there came never a better in my hand." Then the four knights went each one to the other and comforted each other. "What say ye by this guest," said Sir Gawain, "that one spear hath felled us all four?" "We commend him unto the devil," they said all, "for he is a man of great might." Page 220. "Ye may well say it," said Sir Gawain, "that he is a man of might, for I dare lay my head it is Sir Lancelot. I know it by his riding." "Let him go," said Sir Gawain, "for when we come to the court, then shall we wit." And then they had much sorrow to get their horses again. Chapter 14. How Sir Lancelot followed a brachet into a castle, where he found a dead knight, and how after he was required of a damsel to heal her brother. Now leave we there, and speak of Sir Lancelot that rode a great while in a deep forest, where he saw a black brachet, seeking in manner as it had been in the feut of an hurt deer. Reader's note, there's a footnote after the word feut, track. Return to text. "And therewith he rode after the brachet, and he saw lie on the ground a large feud of blood. And then Sir Lancelot rode after, and ever the brachet looked behind her, and so she went through a great marsh, and ever Sir Lancelot followed. And then he was ware of an old manor, and thither ran the brachet, and so over the bridge. So Sir Lancelot rode over that bridge that was old and feeble, and when he came in midst of a great hall, there he saw lie a dead knight that was a seemly man, and that brachet licked his wounds. And therewithal came out a lady weeping and wringing her hands. And then she said, O knight, too much sorrow hast thou brought me. What say ye so? Said Sir Lancelot. I did never this knight no harm, for hither by feud of